What are your thoughts about the issue of delayed trastuzumab, the patient who's been diagnosed a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, who you can calculate at that point in time has a significant residual risk, who's never had trastuzumab?
That's a very, very difficult question. I think as we continue to follow women involved in these trials, and in particular those who are not going to elect to receive trastuzumab, I'm talking about women in the control arms, these women are going to help us understanding a lot better what are the hazard rates over time. It's very clear that in the first 2 years, from the data we collected in ERA, it appears that they are at very high risk. If I remember well, they have a close to 20% risk every year of experiencing a relapse. So up to 2 years, I am positive that probably if a woman wants to start a drug, it makes sense to do it. Beyond 2 years, I have no idea. Now, by analogy with another targeted drug, tamoxifen, you know, it is really possible that even late introduction could make a difference. That was shown by our French colleagues with tamoxifen. They designed a study, you know, to see whether late initiation was going to be effective, and they found that the answer was yes. And then at the San Antonio meeting, we had this fascinating data presented by Dr. Goss with the late introduction of Femara. So you really start wondering, you know, when you have smart targeted drug, maybe it is still going to provide benefit when you introduce it somewhat later. It would be now very interesting to design perhaps one trial looking at that.